Hi, I'm Charmy, and I'm going to be reading the questions for new girls for the female sexy audio thread. Number one, where are you right now and what are you wearing?
I am in my living room, and I am wearing my new blue pajamas, which are super comfy and also super cute, and I like them a lot.
Number two, what brought you here at this time? What inspired you to record?
Well, actually, I was looking for guided meditation scripts, and I came across this thread, and I thought it might be a little bit of fun, so here I am.
Number three, have you ever recorded audio for the thread before?
I have not. I would like to start doing it, though. I think it sounds like a lot of fun, so if you'll have me, I'll stay.
Number four, have you ever posted an audio in here in which you reached an orgasm?
No, I have not. I feel like it could easily get to that point, though. So I guess if I stick around, then we'll see.
Number five, what are your kinks and turn-ons?
I actually have a kink chart that I am willing to share that I made by myself. It's super cute and super pretty, and it's got a lot of flowers, but it basically says that I am super into BDSM. I'm like super submissive, and I don't know. I have a lot of kinks, so you'd probably have to look at the chart to get through the whole list. So,
number six. How often do you tend to masturbate, and what's your preferred method of masturbating?
I usually start out by watching a little bit of porn, and then I will use my Hitachi while watching a lot of porn. I'm pretty into porn, if I'm honest. After I come, I usually use my little like 6.5-inch realistic dildo, which is actually really nice. I don't know.
Number seven, where's the most risky place where you've masturbated to orgasm?
Probably my parents' living room. That's not a very public place, but I don't know. It's probably the most public place I've ever done it, and also it's like I was not being quiet, so.
Number eight. Have you ever masturbated for anyone else?
Yes, I have. My master and I do a lot of mutual masturbation. So, yeah.
Number nine. What's your favorite way to be fucked?
With handcuffs and a blindfold in doggy style.
Number ten. Do you like it a little rough, being held down and used?
No, I don't like it a little rough. I like it a lot rough. I am very into pain. I'm very much a masochist, and I'm very kinky, so.
Number 11, are you a dom, sub, or switch?
I am 99.9% switch, sub, and like 0.1% switch, like / dom. Like, I don't really like to dom, but I will if I'm in the mood. Or if I, like, absolutely have to. Like, if the situation calls for it.
Number 12. Have you ever had a sexual experience with another girl? If so, tell us a little bit about it.
Yes, actually, my first relationship was with a girl, and we were together for 6 years. And we did a lot of role-playing and a lot of switching. I think we were switches at the time. I was definitely more submissive than she was, though.
Number 13. Have you ever used a toy when you masturbate?
Yeah, I use my Hitachi, and I use my realistic dildo, and then I also have a couple other ones that I use, like nipple clamps and things like that. Number 14. Have you ever had sex with more than one person at the same time? No, I have not. And I have been trying really, really hard to find another girl to, like, join my master and I, because I feel like that'd be a lot of fun. And my master thinks it'd be a lot of fun, too. So, yeah. If ever it happens, I'll be sure to let you guys know about it. Number 15. Can you remember what it was that inspired you to come the last time you masturbated? Yeah, I had been reading something about Kajiras, which is kind of my role, like the domestic slave type style. And I was reading something about it, and it was like, oh my gosh, I have to come, like, right now. I'm, like, super horny. So it took me, like, 30 seconds. Yeah. Number 16. Do you like to go for multiple orgasms, or is one usually enough? One is usually okay. Anything after that is a little too sensitive for me. So, unless I'm, like, super in the mood for it, I think my maximum was 5. Number 17. If you were able to record a script, what kind of subject matter would appeal to you? Anything kinky, where I'm submissive, or like sweet talking stuff. I would really like to do some of that. Guided meditation is something that I do. I teach classes for that type of stuff. So, number 18, are you able to improvise scenes? Yes. Like I mentioned in the last question, I do, guided meditation classes. I turn on music and then I just say anything that comes to mind. So I'm pretty good at improvising, and I'm also really good at, improvising kink, just because I've done so many BDSM scenes. So number 19, my name will be Charmy. Well, my name is Charmy. That's Charmie, Charmy. And I hope that, you stick around and listen to what I post. Let me know if you guys have any questions. Thanks. That's the end.